Big FM 93.7, Dan in for Scott. Time now for Dial-A-Doc, and that takes us to Susan Johnson, Clinical Director. Good morning, Susan. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. I think probably more than any year in a lot of people's lives, we're ready to move on. So today's topic, Susan, is New Year's resolutions and maybe how to make good ones if you're planning on making any at all. So as a behavioral health specialist, can you explain what compels many people to make their New Year's resolutions?
You know, since even 48 BC, the Babylonians were making New Year's resolutions, and many people see the new year as a new start. And after 2020, I can see why we might believe that. So people see the new year as a new start, kind of cleaning out their lives, as it were, to start up some new things that they'd like to change about themselves.
Do you find that people kind of do that maybe when they hit 30, when they hit 40, when they hit 50, that kind of self-reflection too?
Yeah, I think younger people do that, but I think as people age, they decide that they might want their life to look different than it does now, and they might make resolutions to help facilitate that.
So why do people why don't they make resolutions at other times of the year? Why is it always kind of and I'm sure it's because of the old year's ending and the new year's starting, but, you know, what's wrong with doing it in July or something?
I think people see it as cleaning house, you know, that during the year people make resolutions, but as the new year starts, they see it as a new start. And so it's kind of a fresh new, they're trying to have a fresh new look.
Well, that makes sense.
On what they think needs to be changed.
I guess you don't do spring cleaning in the fall, so, you know, it does make sense. You're kind of cleaning out that last year. So,
right.
I'm people have good intentions when they make their resolutions. Why do so many fail, and rather quickly?
I think, have you ever been to the health club the first 3 months of the new year that you can never get on a machine because everybody says they're going to work out? People make resolutions, but they don't make a plan. And so it's nice to say that I'd like to lose 20 pounds, but then you must ask yourself, well, how am I going to lose 20 pounds? Well, I'm going to ditch eating out for lunch every day, or stopping at McDonald's, or those types of things. But people make resolutions with good intentions, but they don't make the plan to follow through.
That kind of leads to the next question. How do people set themselves up for failure? And that's kind of, if there's no plan yet, just saying that you want to lose weight or saying that you want to exercise more doesn't mean you're doing it. You do have to have some sort of plan. So what does set them up for the failure?
Well, I think sometimes the resolutions are unrealistic. If I can't walk around the block, then signing up for the Shamrock Shuffle in Chicago to run 3.5 miles is not realistic.
That makes a lot of sense.
And so maybe if I would like to eventually run in the Shamrock Shuffle, maybe it would be the following year. And to make a plan like, this week I'm going to learn how to walk around the block. Next week I'm going to extend it another block. So that there's an easier way to do it. So I think they fail because people don't take into account their unrealistic goals. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I mean, they're all enthusiastic and everything. Mm-hmm. But you need to take into account, am I able to do this?
Maybe go around the block, then get a few more blocks, and then maybe go for a walking 5K and a running 5K and just kind of keep boosting it up there. And, you know, it's kind of nice, too. Once you get a few successes, it seems to fuel wanting more.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what happens when people fail?
I think in terms of resolutions, and particularly at New Year's, they start out all gung-ho, and then without a plan, it just kind of peters off and falls off the edge of the earth. And then people start reinforcing them with themselves with the C. I think I knew that I would not be able to do this, and having all that sort of negative self-talk.
That's almost like bad reinforcement, and that's going the opposite direction. Yeah,
exactly.
What are some keys to setting resolutions that maybe they can actually keep, Susan?
Well, as I said before, making something that's realistic, something that is attainable in steps, And with the pandemic, it's really difficult because, for example, if you would like to say that I would like to travel to Thailand in the next year, you could make a plan of saving the money, you could make a plan of getting the time off of work, but then the pandemic might put a stop to that.
Yes.
And so maybe in terms of even the pandemic, making realistic goals. So, you know, connecting with family, friends in a different way, as opposed to isolating yourself.
Do you find that people, if they have maybe a workout buddy, a walking buddy, that type of thing, it kind of puts the pressure on you. If I cancel, I'll disappoint them, or if they cancel, they'll disappoint me. So neither of you cancel, and you keep going and keep at it. Does that seem to help when you have a workout buddy?
Yes, and it helps. Sometimes people are not accountable to themselves. They don't hold themselves accountable to themselves. But when you make it, most people are accountable to another person. So not letting somebody else down, being responsible to another person really helps in following through with things.
Yeah, it's good for both people. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Susan Johnson, Clinical Director here from FHN Family Counseling and Dial-A-Doc today on The Morning Mess. Susan, assuming that many resolutions have to do with behavior modification, how can people better help themselves make these changes?
I think, you know, through all these questions, we've talked about making a plan. So changing your diet, consulting with a dietitian, making a plan about what you need to do to change your diet, making a plan about what you'd like to work out. If you're thinking about something about going back to school, take that first step and calling the school and finding out what it's getting information, then finding out how you might finance it, financial aid or those types of things. So making a plan, actually making a list and following through on that list.
Do people maybe keep journals? Is that a way to reinforce yourself?
Yes, that's a good way. Thank you. Keeping a journal, and a lot of times the goals that people set are hard. It's not like if they were easy, then it wouldn't be a big deal. But the hard things in life, going back to school, losing weight, those types of things, to write down about your feelings, to validate your feelings as you're going through your journey is very, very important.
And maybe getting in your head that it's going to be gradual. You know, if you're going to start working out, you're not going to have that Mr. Atlas look after a week. You know, you just want to take those little steps and go at it gradually. I would think that's a good way to do it, too. So
I think go ahead.
Okay. When somebody feels, say they're doing it, say they have a plan, they're starting to work on it, but they slip a little or maybe lose some of their resolve, what's a good way to get your mojo back, if you will?
It's important to note that failure is not a bad thing, but you got to get back on the horse. So if you have a written down plan with steps, go back to your list, consult with your list, and go back to a part on the list that you feel comfortable with and start over again.
Great advice. And now, you being part of the family counseling, do some people get counseling in conjunction with some of their changes?
They do, particularly the larger ones. And, you know, a lot of people seek counseling for really big ones, like changing a relationship or ending a relationship or family issues. And so it's important to seek out help if you're thinking about those large changes in life and you're having problems figuring out where to go.
And our last question today, Susan, if you know someone who needs help in overcoming some type of behavioral problem, or if you'd like help yourself, how do they get in touch with FHN Family Counseling?
Well, Family Counseling's number is 815-599-7300. We also have crisis workers available if somebody feels as if they need to speak with somebody, they're feeling like they're having a crisis. We do have people available to speak with. Also, people can consult with the FHN website, fhn.org.
And it should be reassuring to people to know that nobody out there is alone. There's always someone to help, maybe a family member, a friend, a neighbor, giving you folks a call. There are people out there to help you, so Take advantage of that, everybody. We've been talking with Susan Johnson, clinical director, and talking about New Year's resolutions and taking what you said today in a nutshell. If you want to do a New Year's resolution, Susan, write it down, have a plan, don't make it too big, make it attainable. Is that a good take on what you had to say today?
Yes, that's it in a nutshell.
All right. Susan, it's great talking with you. I hope we get to talk again sometime soon. You take care, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year's, too.
That's Susan Johnson, clinical director, and that's Dial-A-Doc on The Morning Mess.